Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I know everyone was pretty rapt about the Cats win. Well, Cats fans were. Maybe if not, if you're back for North.
I think North Melbourne really enjoyed themselves.
I mean, if you're going to lose, you might as well
lose. Really lose, yeah.
You lose by 101 and let an opposing player kick 11 goals on you.
Does it hurt more to lose by 1 point, do you think?
100%.
Yeah.
I would rather lose by 101 every day of the week. But there, during the first half of the game, something was happening. And I was at the game doing K-Rock footy. So I was seeing it up close and personal. And apparently there's not just a Cats player who we might be, that I may have put a curse on. Jez, I feel like you pushed me into this. I'm not happy about it. But there's a couple of people that work pretty high up at the Cats that were sending me some pretty stern messages.
Yeah.
Because we had Mark Blitzars on the show. Great guy. We've had Mark on plenty of times. He's an absolute legend. And I told him that, you know, hey, man, you're in my fantasy football team. In my super coach
I believe
team.
The direct quote was, can you start doing anything?
No. I said, because he's been playing really well this year.
Yeah.
But I've noticed when I'm at Cats games, if he's marking the ball inside the 50, he's handballing it off to like Jezza and he's doing all these things. I'm like, back yourself in. I was like, I back you in, Mark, to kick a goal. You should back yourself in. And he said to us, he's like, yep, all right, I'll back myself in.
I got a text message from you at, when was it?
It was halftime.
Yeah, about 9 o'clock. Yeah. And all it said was, we've jinxed the bloke.
So, Mark Blitzars, he missed two set shots. But I think, like, set shots there, that's like, no come no go. Like, it's just like,
sure.
People miss, the best of the best can miss those. There was one where he was running into an open goal and kicked off the side of his boot and it missed. And I'm going to try and find the text message. I'm not going to say who from the Cats texted me. Someone
right.
That worked high.
Oh, God.
That heard the interview. Blitz is destined to never get a goal. I think it's your fault.
And it was the coach.
No, it wasn't Chris Scott. Chris Scott would not send a text. Grabby by the collar. And, yeah, someone else at the Cats came up to me after the game. It was like, why'd you have to go and do that to poor Blitz? And this is not what I wanted.
Again, later on in the game,
I sent you a video.
You sent me a video and then you text me and said, I think we're going to have to send flowers.
I think we're going to have to send Mark Blitzars flowers.
Did we curse Mark Blitzars?
Yeah, do you think it's a curse? Because you're not meant to bring up, like I get, like you said, we were chatting to Mark and you're like, you've got to bring it up. So I'm happy to deflect.
Well, does this mean, because you said this week was your make or break week. Has Mark cost you super coach this week?
No, I'm in the finals.
You're in the finals?
But it's not because I won, it's because someone else lost. Which is my kind of win. It's a very Tim win. So, yeah, I'm worried that I've cursed Blitz.
Yeah.
If we have, happy to do a public apology. I know he's not going to want to come on the show.
Should we do a cleansing?
Happy to do a cleansing tomorrow. We do have a sage stick and a bell.
We've done many a cleanse before. We've cursed many a folk.
So I think maybe tomorrow if I can come up with some kind of chant.
Yeah.
While you get the sage stick and the bell and we can kind of like, blah, 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 we can try and get that out there.
Yeah, what was your song when we cursed Gary Lyon? Did we curse Gary Lyon?
No. It was someone we used to work with. They thought the Melbourne Football Club was cursed. So we were like, oh, yeah, we got the seance kit. Don't worry. And the chant was, Gary Lyon, Gary Lyon. So.
And that one worked. So yeah. I think we just go back to the same well.
Do a Blitzars curse lifting. And then Port Adelaide on Sunday, Arvo. Blitz is playing really well, but I don't want him inside his head about his goal kicking.
I don't know, Tim. Maybe the Cats aren't going to let us talk to anyone anymore.
There's a chance. I sent an email today and I've heard nothing. So, all right.
First we cursed Shaw Manor.
Yeah, we did.
And then now we've cursed.
Do we do a general like Cats curse lifting?
I think we just need to curse one more and then it's like it happens in threes.
Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll try and tomorrow I'll put something together. We'll have a go.
Yeah, because we've got to lift the curse before finals.
It's that or, like, just say sorry, and I'm not there yet. just not there yet. This is Tim and Jess. We're about to get a bit down and dirty. We both probably didn't want to talk about what we're about to get into, but it captivated 10 to 15 people in the office.
Yeah.
Quite and strange.
Look, I didn't think it would because it was just a conversation I had with some cousins of mine. We went out for dinner on Saturday night.
Link, because I know what you're about to bring up. So you went out to dinner with your cousins.
Yeah.
So why did you talk about how do you wipe your bum after going to the toilet, Jess?
One of my cousins, she works at a primary school, and she said, I had this conversation with my workmates the other day, and like it was actually wild that some of them do this one thing. And I was like, go on, show us what's going on. She was like, I'm not going to show you.
Yeah.
Because she was obviously talking about, how do you wipe? Sitting or standing.
Now we're not gonna we're not gonna lean into the toilet humor
side.
This is purely practical because what happened was very surprising for you and I.
Well, because all my cousins and I agreed that we'll sit when this is happening
to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, when you
you don't just run past and go.
I thought we weren't leaning into that. I mean, after you've done your business.
When you wipe.
You're wiping up. You're fixing what's happened.
Yep.
Do you stay sitting or do you stand up? Because she was shocked that a lot of her co-workers stand up to finish.
When I heard that, I was also surprised because...
You started yelling at our co-workers and telling...
Not at, with.
telling them, come sit down, show me what you do.
I didn't demand it. I said, hey, if you were welcomed to it, would you show us in a safe, clothed environment how you wipe? And gave them no lead in.
We asked like, 10 to 15 people?
Most of them were standing somehow.
You and I think, and one other were the only ones that sat.
Like you just, there's a couple of ways to do it, but it's just like you keep 70% of the toot on the toilet.
We were hearing people hovering.
Some people are doing a full squat.
Some people are like standing upright.
It makes sense why some people have such strong cores. If they're standing up and holding a squat to do that.
Wild.
I'm not using my feet to push anything up.
Sure.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Standers. What are you doing?
Like,
Are more people standing than sitting when they're wiping? I know that this is not a glamorous chat, but this is the Tim and Jess show.
You're not
going to get what way you're polishing your diamonds. Or like how
Save
well
that
did,
for the Tom Lee Loggy Show.
How well did you paint your mansion? No. This is the real world, and we will talk about real world things. Because you've got to admit.
It's not a conversation you often have with other people, because usually you go.
It's an alone time.
It's a private time thing, right? But you'd be surprised, because I said to you, Tim, how are you going to teach your son now? And you're like, I don't know.
I just assumed you teach your kids what you think. Like he's. Yeah. He's wearing nappies now. I might just say to him, mate, it's not worth it. Keep the nappy. I don't want you to have to go through
The scrutiny.
The scrutiny that Papa is, you know. Dad is copping it raw here. Like people are telling him he's not wiping right. And the thing is, I'm not sure I know what my wife does.
Right.
For a number two.
Yeah, I've never seen it with my own two eyes.
My wife.
No.
I hope not.
My husband
get
too.
Out of my bathroom. That's why we have a lock on the door, Jess, because of incidences like in 2017.
Are we really doing this? Is this happening?
I'm happy to open the phones with it. And if you don't want to talk about it, we also understand that.
Yeah.
But if we could get a couple of people to call up, or you can, like, if you want to talk about your process, just the sit v the stand.
I just feel like most of the people we've surveyed in the office are strange. And I don't think we can get one person is going to call up on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 and admit to standing when this act is happening.
Yeah. And if you do...
And I'm not talking about, like, while it's happening. I'm talking about... I don't even know how you're doing that. But once, you've got your toilet paper in hand, are you sitting or standing?
Yeah. Elise from Nor Lane, we appreciate you calling through. We know this isn't a glamorous topic, but seems like a lot of people want to talk about it. So where do you sit on the sit v stand?
I sit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just think it's common sense because you're already sitting down.
Of course. Yeah, why would I stand up? I'm not done.
Standing up is when I'm finished and I want to go away from this.
Yeah.
And you turn around to flush the toilet.
Correct.
Elise, have you ever heard of anyone standing?
I have heard people, yes, some people So I'm trying to teach my daughter to sit down because I find it easier helping her.
Okay.
So this is good. The hard part. The How do you pass this on to your next generation?
The next generation is what we're looking at for. Elise, you're really doing God's work there, passing it down. So thank you very much. Jordan in Leopold, where are you on the sitting v standing?
Definitely have to be a sitter, mate.
Sorry?
Definitely have to be a sitter.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
I thought you said something else for a second, Jordan.
So
welcome to Team Normal, Jordan.
Are you talking about, like, are you kind of, like, lifting one side up?
To be done that way, I think.
Or are you going down the middle?
Oh, well, we don't need to get that specific, Tim.
I don't really bother too much, to really. Just come in the shower afterwards. So.
God, Lord. You brought that on, Tim. That's your fault.
I hadn't spoken to Jordan before we came to air, Jess. I thought, you know, if you were the one who spoke to him during the song, you might have got a gauge on if he wiped it all.
Good Lord.
Brad, help.
Brad
from Armstrong Creek. Hello, mate. Please tell
How
us.
Are you going?
Firstly,
are
you wiping? Because Jordan
Jordan's 50-50.
He doesn't know if he's actually going to go through with it. Where are you at?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely don't need a shower afterwards. I'm pretty sure. Good there.
Yeah, nice. But are you sitting or standing?
I'm a sitter, and so is my wife. But as we've recently found out, is both my kids now are standing. So they've got a bit of a divided household going on.
Oh, Brad, I dread the day.
Where have they picked that up from?
I don't know. I don't know where they've picked that one up from. They're of an age where they sometimes have the door open and you walk past and you're like, why are you standing up, you weirdo?
Right. Because, I imagine you look at them and, like, they're these incredible, like, members of your family that, like, you love like nothing else. And you're like, I don't know you. Who is this standing in front of me wiping? What's going on there?
Did you teach your children to sit down and they've just, like...
Yeah. When we taught them, they were taught... seated, and that's sort of how they've sort of seen it, and then now both of them are standers, so we're not sure what's going on.
I'm tempted, as much as it pains me to say, I'm tempted to trial a stand.
Really?
Just to see what all the buzz is about.
That's fair.
I mean, we can't, because otherwise there's you, me, and literally three other people that have called up to all say that they're sitters. Like,
we can't
us,
be the only ones.
We've got to experience what the standers are, the thrill that they're chasing. So, Brad, can you...
I don't know, I might try Jordan's method.
Tim and Jess, the podcast. Let's welcome Ava in from the newsroom. Hello,
good
Ava.
To have you back.
Hi, guys.
Kind of wedged herself onto the show, if we're being honest. Jess, why has Ava wedged herself in?
Because last week we were reading Turkish coffee cups. It's a nice tradition I have with my family.
Macedonian?
Yeah, and we love to pull out the Turkish coffee at family events. There's usually one auntie or a bubba that can read the cups for you and they tell you your fortune. But there was one Greek lady.
When you say read the cups, for people that might not understand that, what does it actually entail?
So you take a few sips of your coffee cup. Usually you drink the whole lot.
Yeah.
And then you can tip it upside down onto the saucer and you can read the patterns on the inside.
Of the leftover coffee, right?
Of the leftover coffee grains, yes. Okay. And it usually, displays something about your future.
Now, you have claimed that you don't have the gift.
I do enjoy at Christmas after a few wines being like, oh, wow. A bird, you must be taking flight soon. And, you make stuff up. It's always good fun with
drink
the cousins.
Drink responsibly. Jess is pregnant and wasn't pregnant around Christmas time. So
true.
Just
great clarification.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay.
But I have gotten Ava to take a few sips of a Turkish coffee.
Yeah, well, I would say, a lot of change for me this year, moving down to Geelong. Mm-hmm. I just want to get a bit of clarity on what the future holds for Lil and me.
Forced us
That's
to
why
read
she
her
wedged,
future.
Wedged herself into the show because she said, well, you didn't read my cup last week.
Okay, so Ava, we've welcomed you in here. Jess we were using AI because AI, you can send a photo of the tea to AI and it does a full breakdown. Mm. So now are you ready for the future?
I'm so excited.
Cup was really good because it had lots of little pictures in it. So
now what prompt did you give AI? Because last week you gave yourself, when you prompted AI, you told it like you were pregnant, all this stuff. And it was very like, well, I think you're having a baby. So like, did you just...
I gave it nothing.
Okay.
I said, can you read my friend Ava's coffee cup? and tell her what's in store for the future.
Let's go.
That's all I've given her.
Yeah.
There's a circular shape near the bottom of the cup that suggests stability and focus.
Ooh.
With a possible calm period ahead in your friend's life.
Nice.
Right?
I'd like that.
The swirling pattern could signify change, especially around relationships and or personal growth, with some exciting shifts coming her way soon.
Are you looking for love, Ava?
Always.
Well, you did download Tinder so you could get Bailey Smith.
Just for research.
Have you matched with him? I know you found him and swiped. No, yes.
Keep going,
Still waiting.
Can we just move on?
The lines on the side of the cup might indicate a path or direction that could lead to a new opportunity or creative project.
Okay.
And a darker section near the top of the cup could represent lingering doubts or unresolved matters. But likely, it's only temporary.
When I think of doubts, I think Ava.
Think of me.
And whatever you said beforehand about like exploring new things, mm-hmm. Ava's been doing like book clubs, pottery classes.
She's been trying out there.
She's putting herself out.
Yeah. There is a cat towards the bottom of the cup.
Meow.
That could signify Bailey Smith is coming.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Guys, Jess, don't get my hopes up. I'll take a cat's premiership at
least.
I had to.
Did Ava get her hopes up just for a second?
I got my hopes up. I was like, you're kidding me. Oh, Ava, is that all that it had for Ava? Wow. Ava, can we ask a question? Oh, sorry, I'll just get rid of the mumbo jumbo sounds. do you opt in to like tarot cards, fortune tellers, magical balls?
I don't mean to be offensive.
No, only at
my lowest points have I found solace in that.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you delivered it with just a crushing blow to anyone that may have considered.
No,
like it's fine for you, but only when I'm the worst version of myself and things are going poor. Would I consider it?
I know. It's just, look, it's fun as a girl to just be like, it's because I'm a Gemini.
Sometimes I just want to feel like the universe has my back.
Are you a Gemini?
I'm an Aries.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which means, of course, you're born in 2002.
I'm not.
What they say.
Ah.
It's not even the right year, but that's okay. April.
Well, are you happy with, you wedged into the show. Are you happy with your future?
Look, I'm a little bit disappointed that the Bailey Smith part was fake. But the rest of it, you know, I feel like it rang true.
All right. Well, hopefully, you know, in the near future, some of these things start coming through in your life. So you have to give us an update if any of those things start coming through, okay?
You guys will be the first to hear if I match with Bailey Smith, I promise.
Okay. We'll get a bat signal.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's just someone.
It's flipping. A mullet.
Okay. Excellent. This is Tim and Jess. I know we were just chatting about the Cats and North Melbourne game that happened on Saturday night. If you missed it, the Cats won by 101 points. Jeremy Cameron kicked 11 goals. He kicked his 10th right at the start of the fourth. It was over pretty early on, pretty much halfway through the first.
Yeah.
It was looking like the Cats were going to do some damage.
I mean, we all kind of assumed that they were
definitely
going to win. But... I didn't foresee such a strong win.
I was thinking like maybe like 40 to 50 points.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was like 8 goals. I reckon that's probably around the mark. And yeah, like it's impressive. And the Cats are obviously a very good team. I was chatting to a mutual mate of ours. Now, he's a North Melbourne supporter, diehard. His lovely partner, Wild Cats fan.
Yeah.
So she was obviously super keen to go to the game.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, it's your team, it's my team.
They go to this game every year together.
Yep. And normally it's been down here in Geelong, or like they've even gone to Tassie when they've played at Belle Reve and those kind of things before. And he was being all, last week he's like, I don't want to go, but she keeps saying she wants to go. And I was like, well, of course, like it's your team and her team. And he's like, she doesn't care about it.
Yeah.
She's like, she's a Cats fan, but she couldn't name 3 players, blah, blah, blah.
So like the few times that you and I have gone to like Hawthorn-Essendon games and you just like are so, take it so seriously.
I love it.
And I couldn't name you a Hawthorn player, but it's always fun when they beat Essendon.
Yes. But so they went to the game on Saturday night. And I was texting him during it and I was like, hey, mate, like, how you going? Mm. Like, doing a bit of a welfare check in the second and third quarter. And he's like, not good. Feeling like I'm going to leave early. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. That's clearly a joke. You wouldn't leave early when you've gone to the footy with your girlfriend.
Who's a Cats fan.
Who her team is demolishing.
Yeah.
And you could be there to see Jeremy Cameron probably, potentially kick 10 goals. Like, that's a thing you stick around for, even if you go for the losing side. Like, that's a moment.
100%.
Just chatting to him today, I was like, oh, man, how good was it, Jezza? Like, I was there. It was awesome. Like, the boys were getting around him. And he was like, oh, we left with probably, like, 7 minutes to go before the third.
So
I was like,
before the third?
I was like, you didn't even see before the end of the third quarter.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
And I was like, so you didn't even see the goal?
Yeah.
He said, no, we left. And I was like, aren't you the best? I'm sure your girlfriend was like, oh, this is such a nice night. And his defense was that because they were losing by so much, why would you want to stick around?
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm just scarred from past trauma with an ex of mine. The first time I took her to, like, again, a lot of people listening to the show know I'm really into footy, especially Essendon. And at the time when we went in the late 2000s, Brisbane were garbage, Essendon was great. So we went to this game, Brisbane came back and won the game in the last minute. And I sat there silently. And this was my ex-girlfriend's first game of footy of all time. And she was like, you kind of ruined that for me.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and they kind of ruined that for me.
Yeah. I was like, so it's a bit of a triangle of hurt feelings here. But maybe I'm projecting that onto other relationships.
See, I've never thought that leaving early was a bad thing because I grew up with my father, who's a diehard Hawthorn supporter. He used to live right around the corner from Glenferrie Oval. Yeah. So went to every single game from when he was a little kid. And if they are losing by like the third quarter, my dad is out of there like a puff of smoke. He's just gone. Gone. And like from when we were kids, I don't remember ever watching Hawthorn lose because we were just in the car already.
But I feel like with a parent or a sibling, leaving early, that's fine. It's like, all right, we're all crap together. Let's go. But if it's one of you is team one and the other is team two and you're leaving because your team's losing and your partner's team is winning, I think that's pretty lame.
Right.
I wanted to hit the phones with it. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is it all right to leave early just because your team's losing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know Cats fans, this might not be as simple for you to grasp.
So, Cats fans, there's this thing, right, where sometimes your team's not amazing.
it's pronounced loss. Yeah. Loss. Really open up your mouth there. Loss. But I imagine it would be...
Because, like, if I was getting absolutely dominated against in netball, that was when they would put, like, me, the goalkeeper, into goal shooter. Just let her have a try.
Yeah,
we're never going to get this opportunity again.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Were you getting paid $700,000 a year?
I mean, not quite.
Yeah, so... We wanted to hit the phones with it because it's interesting. I like staying till the end because, you know, especially if you're there with your partner barracking for the other team.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all about you.
That's the fun of it.
Exactly. She gets to, like, have it over and be like, ah, our team won this time. And in the Geelong-North Melbourne relationship, that is a one-sided relationship. But Brendan from Co Lewis has given us a call. Brendan, how do you feel about leaving early when your team's getting belted?
We're getting belted, I'm out.
Oh, Brendan.
Brendan.
The only reason is that you get back to the car quicker and you miss all the traffic, so you're home.
Mate, I don't know if you're willing to admit it on the radio, but what team do you barrack for?
Essendon.
There's nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong with barracking for Essendon. It shapes us, Brendan. It makes us more resilient.
Have you been alive for a grand final, Brendan?
I have. I love the start of the season every year because we do really well. And then
first 6 weeks.
And we just,
I believe I have some audio, Brendan, of Tim from earlier this year in February. And he said, premiership running team with Essendon this year.
That was last year. And this year I decided to say nothing. but you're like, Bombers are coming here on a Friday night in 2 weeks, Brendan. If you go to the game, what amount of points do Essendon need to be losing by for you to leave?
5-6 goals.
All right. Well, it's probably going to happen in the first quarter. So, Brendan, don't even bother getting a ticket, mate. But appreciate you, Paul. Oh, oof.
I do like the idea of getting back to your car quicker. Then you don't get stuck in the track, especially at GMHBA.
It's so easy. I find it so easy getting home from the footy as well. So stay there, grit your teeth, cop it on the chin. One day maybe all of our teams will be like Geelong.
Yeah.
And we'll feel how they feel. But unlikely.
Or just pretend you go for Geelong and every week's a good week.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Good bye. Good bye.
that concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.